Welcome to our first podcast. This is the Acquired Tastes podcast. I am Bethany.
I am Kathleen.
And I'm Sam.
Hi, guys. And we all work for the Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, but we wanted an opportunity and a venue to sort of branch out a little bit and show other parts of our personalities that we don't get to show on the morning show.
Yeah. Prepare for heightened awkwardness.
Yeah, because the three of us are super awkward. So do we want to just introduce ourselves a little bit? I'll start. I'm Bethany. I live in Manhattan. And I am single. I have a large animal that lives with me. His name's Oliver. He's a 15-pound Norwegian forest cat. And I am probably, I don't know, I'm one of the most awkward on the show, which is like a really dangerous thing to have on a podcast. I'm super tall. I'm from the Midwest originally. So when we had a blizzard, I finally felt like I was home because I knew what to
I
do
heard
with
you
that.
Just stood outside naked.
I did. I stood outside. I was like, my people, my weather. It felt good. Nice. Kathleen, what about you?
My name is Kathleen. I live in Hoboken, New Jersey. I originally hail from New Jersey. I am married. I have a husband of almost 4 years now, but we've been together for almost 11 years.
Which is insane.
And I met him when I was 19 years old.
Oh, God. I don't have anything from when I was 19 years old.
No, I know. And you guys still like each other,
yeah.
Which is the crazy thing.
And we crazy love each other, which is really awesome and everything and more than I could have ever imagined for my life. I don't have any pets and I don't have a baby, but I love babies and I kind of have baby on the brain a little bit.
We'll get to that in another episode, I'm sure.
I'm a lover of design. I love color and typography and Pinterest. And really, that's about it.
You are like the Martha Stewart of everyone's friend group as Sam passes out in the back. You all right there?
Yeah, I'm actually joking.
You okay?
Woo!
You gonna make it?
I'm gonna make it.
Okay, Sam, what about you?
All right, so I'm Sam, and I love all kinds of interesting fitness stuff, and I think that mostly includes yoga, and I love boot camps, and I really enjoy cooking, which is why I think I like working out. Working out is the reason I get to cook. I am a big person who loves to travel. This is why this show is weird. I am a person who really loves traveling.
Because you're a tiny person.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm a tiny. That's what I hear.
You're little.
I'm working on it. I'm going to up my weight this week. and I am so unbelievably single that I recently gave my mother my only houseplant because I was tired of taking care of it.
It was too much commitment.
I am the most single person I know right now.
You are super duper single.
It's been over a year of complete singlehoodum.
Okay. We'll also address this.
I also have a huge vocabulary, so don't be intimidated. They are all real words.
It's cool. So one of the things that we need to address on this podcast, first and foremost, when we were even talking about doing one, was what song are we going to use to introduce the podcast? And so what we did is we each proposed two songs that we think should be in the pot of what we're going to introduce it with.
Right.
And so, Sam, you have all of those clips, right?
I do.
Okay, so, Sam, why don't we start with you? What is the first song that you think should be the anthem for this here podcast?
Okay, so I didn't think this was going to happen because we're three very different people, but one of our songs, Bethany, overlaps.
Shut up.
We'll get to that when we hit your song.
My songs are both super random.
Which means maybe that's a song to consider. Okay. But my first song is a song we kind of all know, but with a different spin on it. So I'm just going to play and let's see how quickly until you guys can figure it out.
I've met so many men, it's like they're all the same. My appetite for loving is now my hunger pain. And when I'm feeling sexy, who's going to comfort me? My only problem is they're insecurity.
Starting line.
Covering J-Lo?
Yeah!
I love it. Because we're three real bitches.
That's
and also,
awesome.
I love J-Lo and The Starting Line. I'm so happy a song exists that includes both of these parties.
I love that era of J-Lo, too, by the way, when she was all cornrows and bandanas.
Super gelled hair.
And dating P. Diddy or Daddy or Puffy.
Yep.
And the super hoop earrings, which I could literally jump through right now.
Yeah. Okay,
love
that's
this.
A good, that's a good,
I like that.
I like that selection. That's a great selection.
So that's one of my top thoughts. By the way, it's from an album, and it's called Pop Goes Punk, and it's all of that. Pop stuff, all redone in punk. Definitely
sweet.
An awesome, that's awesome cool. sound. So this is my other one. I've just been on this kind of kick lately. We definitely all know this song, but yeah, I've been listening to it nonstop.
Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. You look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Okay, so this song, I feel like this song is in like seven car commercials that I've seen right now.
And I bought all of the cars, so they did a great job. I own seven cars right now.
Okay, who is this?
It's Jen. Are you going to be my girl?
Why do you want this song?
Because I secretly wish I was the girl they were singing about in this. I mean, come on. Big black boots. I'm a big boot person.
Yeah.
Long brown hair. I'm still working on it. I used to have it when this song was popular.
Yeah.
We'll get back to it one day.
I used to run laps to this song in college.
See, really? It gets you going. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I feel it's a good mood with attitude. So those are my two song picks for our intro.
Those are very solid song picks. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kathleen, what about you?
All right. Let's see. Song number one is just something so random. It's always on my playlists to like feel happy and, you know, it's a good day and it just puts me in a, you know, a happy mood.
And I don't ever want the rain to stop. I don't ever want to leave this coffee shop. I don't ever want the clouds to part. Shape of love's the only shape that fits my heart.
All right, who's this?
This is Passenger, and the song is Shape of Love featuring Boy and Bear. And I love this song because it's about a guy who inherently loves a girl.
Aww. This is becoming a really mushy, romantic little podcast.
As someone who inherently doesn't love anything, I think that's just wonderful.
Okay, and what's your second song, Kathleen?
This next song is one that everybody's going to know, and it instantly puts everybody in a good mood the second they hear it. I guarantee you guys will be in a good mood after you hear this.
Okay.
Ready.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to be, would you go on with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had all my history.
This is so interesting.
Would you go you guys know the song, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I've heard it, but I wouldn't be able to tell you anything about it.
Really?
Who is it?
This is Peter, Bjorn, and John, and the song is Young Folks.
Okay. All right, why'd you choose this song?
This song just kind of reminds me about being young and free, and it was before I was married. It was popular when I was in Europe one summer, and it just reminds me of traveling and being honest with myself and trying new things.
Okay, cool. That's a great song. It's a little bit out of left field, which I like, because that's a huge part of what this is. Okay, so as far as me, I had two songs that immediately jumped into my mind. The first one, I remember when this song came out, my friends and I were obsessed with it, and we used to sing it together over the summer. It is Baby Got Sauce by G-Love and Special Sauce. So weird.
Cooling out, waiting for my lady. Got the special sauce. That's why she's my baby. My baby. And of course I'll do anything for her. Anything she wants to show her, honey. Show her, got a short mouth, a short tongue.
When you're at like a family reunion and your cousin gets drunk and it's like the weird cousin who you only see once every couple years. Because sometimes he's just missing.
I am so feeling this song.
So that was my first song. I just thought it was like cool. It was kind of laid back. It was a little quirky.
Yeah.
And I've loved that song for a really long time. So my second selection, it might need to be an instrumental version, but it's by Lily Allen, and it's the most upbeat, hateful song.
Anti-hateful song.
Oh, I know what this is.
In a weird way. This was our overlap.
This was our overlap.
This was the song.
Okay, so this is Lily Allen's F.U.
Look inside your tiny mind, then look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil.
So I want to take it out. Can we play it through the chorus, Sam?
If you think I didn't load it, you're wrong.
Alright, here we go. We're gonna bring it home. So you can't not throw your arms in the air and start singing to that song. So this is what I propose. I propose we have a Twitter account. I propose we will list the six songs that we've all suggested, and we will ask you guys to tweet us back with your vote.
Love
that. I think
that.
We can do that.
Love it, yeah.
So here's our Twitter account. It's at Acquired Podcast, and Acquired is spelled A-C-Q-U-I-R-E-D Podcast. At Acquired Podcast. Tweet us what song you like, what you think that we should have as our theme song. And then next week, we will introduce it. We'll have the grand reveal, okay?
Feel free to throw in like a random. There are so many smarter people out there than we are. So if you have a song that's better, let us know.
Yes,
definitely going to check that out.
Okay, so the other thing I wanted to talk about today was, you know, a little bit ago, we all on the East Coast went through this huge blizzard, and a lot of us were stuck inside. And so it made me think about that number one either movie or TV show or album that you absolutely need if you're stranded somewhere. Like if you're stuck inside a cabin, what is the one show or movie or television series, whatever, that you would need to have to binge watch? And I asked you guys to pick your favorite and like pick a really good clip from it. So Kathleen, do you want to go first? I think I overheard you choosing your clip and it made me really happy.
I can never ever get enough of Dawson's Creek, which came out when I was in sixth grade, and it was the WB back then. It wasn't even the CW yet. And I was just so enamored with a boy from a creek and a girl with a boy's name and then the best friend, and they all fall in love with each other and they all fall out of love with each other. And the good news is that Netflix, well, the bad news is that Netflix just got rid of it. But Hulu picked it up, guys!
All right, Hulu, thank you.
I knew I subscribed to Hulu, Plus. Hulu Plus for a reason.
You paid that, what, $7.99 a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even sometimes when I'm not at a TV, I, instead of listening to music, I'll listen to reels of conversations from Dawson's Creek at my computer. So that is my go-to snow day. I just, especially when Joey and Pacey get together, I just, my whole body melts.
You are not alone in that. I think that you have a lot of people in your group right now. Do we have sound from
yes,
Dawson's Creek?
Yes, we do. Do you want me to set it up?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
This is when Joey realizes that she loves Pacey and she's going to sail with him for the whole summer, because that's a reasonable thing to do when you're a junior in high school.
Totally.
Yeah, so this is the clip.
Look, I don't want to stop you, Pacey, and I don't want to stop Dawson, and I don't want to be stopped. Not by either of you, not by anyone, see? I mean, that's what this whole year has been about. We've been trying to stop each other from moving on and from growing up. But not you. I mean, you're different, and you've challenged me every step of the way, and you've been there every step of the way.
Joe, departure time is in T-minus 30 seconds, so if there's a point, I suggest you get to it.
I think I'm in love with you.
I was so hoping she'd say that. I don't know what I'm listening to. I've never seen this show.
Did it sound that cheesy at the time?
You know, I don't even think it sounds cheesy now.
Wait, are you crying?
No, I mean, I'm not crying. I just loved all this creep so much.
I'm just allergic to the microphone.
Guys, I mean, to be young and in love, like, doesn't it just, it really just boosts my spirits?
Oh my gosh, you're actually, you have tears. Oh my gosh. Okay. I love that. That's a really good clip, and that says a lot about you. Thanks. And all in very good ways.
Thank you.
Sam, what about you? What's your absolute, you have to have this in your cabin because you're snowed in?
If I'm snowed in, I need to be laughing because I'm kind of going stir crazy. So it's going to have to be some kind of comedy movie.
Okay.
I ended up watching Wedding Crashers while I was stuck in my bed, and I'm not kidding, I haven't seen it since maybe the year it came out, which was quite some time ago. And then while I was listening to All the Rules, I realized how much they apply now in my adulthood to all of my actual friends. So these are not just silly Wedding Crasher rules that they say to one another. No, this was big advice that they're giving to the listeners who really care to pay extra attention. So, you know, listen up.
Rule number 5, you're an idiot.
Yes.
Rule number 6, do not sit in the corner and sulk. It draws attention to you in a negative way. Draw attention to yourself, but on your own terms.
We all have that
rule
friend.
Number 32, you don't commit to a relative unless you're absolutely positive that they have a pulse.
Rule 16, give me an up-to-date family tree. That was your mistake. You made me look like an idiot.
Rule number 76, no excuses. Play like a champion. Never walk away on a crasher in a funny jacket. Rule number 115.
And as someone who's always dressing weird, my friends always walk away from me, the crasher and the funny jacket. So
But your style is so cool. It's not weird.
Thank you. I've been being made fun of all day because I'm wearing dark blue lipstick and leather tassels on my jacket.
You look fantastic today.
Thank you.
You're in my favorite summer color, black. You look great.
Right? It's such a happy color for us.
It is. No, it's a good color.
I think if Rita Ora and Joan Jett had a fashion child, that would be you.
Yes. I think that's literally the best thing anyone's ever said to me in my entire life. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah. So that was what I was stuck listening to, and that's how Wedding Crashers became a pretty important part of my life.
Cool. Respect. I like that choice.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so for mine, I chose something that I could binge watch because this is a show that has multiple seasons, for better or for worse, depending on how you feel about it. The show is called Ghost Adventures, and anyone who knows me knows that I'm obsessed with ghosts, and I used to go ghost hunting, and I used to guest in on a paranormal radio show. And you know, as you do. And one of my dear friends is named Dave Schrader, and I'm going to give him a shout out. He has a radio show called Darkness Radio. It's on iHeartRadio. You can download it. They're great. They're awesome. And he actually does the scouting, the location scouting for Ghost Adventures. Now, Ghost Adventures is the most overdramatic ghost hunting show that there is, because their host is a gentleman named Zach Baggins. He's muscular. He's hunky. He's pretty to look at. And he's always asking you questions like, is this house haunted? Does the banging mean that the ghost is unhappy? If I catch a ghost, will it haunt me for the rest of my life? And then they do like shaky camera. And I mean, it's just so overdramatic and I love it. And I could sit and watch it for hours and hours. So here's just one clip of the amazing. Oh, and they have an incredibly overdramatic camera guy named Nick, who's awesome. So this clip features actually Nick, the camera guy.
Nick and I had left Aaron alone to face his fears, but nobody expected this.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my gosh! Holy s***! Oh my God, I am out of here, dude! I am out of here!
We were unable to locate what made that big bang until we reviewed our static night vision cameras.
Oh my God!
When we zoomed in, you can clearly see this birdcage fall off a table as if something pushed it. This activity was hot, and whatever it was didn't want us in here.
That was a birdcage, you guys. It fell off.
This makes me sad we're a podcast and not a TV show.
This show, Ghost Adventures, is so, so good, because if you love and believe in ghosts, you're going to love it. And if you hate and don't believe in ghosts, you're going to love it. It's so, so good. So,
I have a question.
Yes.
Where can I get a static... damn it, what'd they call it? A static night vision camera.
Dude, I can get you one. Yeah, I know people who know people.
Because I have a mouse I'm trying to catch, and I'm wondering if that could help.
There's a lot of apps you can download, too. You guys, ghost hunting is like, it's a rabbit hole that you will get sucked into. It is like maybe the best thing ever.
So
as we do this podcast, we are going to wrap it up every week with what is something that you learned? And it doesn't have to be anything really terribly smart. It doesn't have to be like an equation. I just want to know, what is it that you learned this week or today in your life? So let's start out, Sam, with you. What is one thing that you have learned?
I learned this morning not to change your nose ring over the bathroom sink because you might drop a small piece down the drain.
Oh, no.
Which is why I'm wearing my second favorite nose ring
Because you were rocking a pretty giant nose ring earlier. You have your septum pierced.
I have my septum pierced, yeah, and I was screwing that. I had, like, that thing that looks like a stereotypical bull ring where it's, like, you know, hangs down and has two balls on the end. It makes you look like a bull.
Yeah.
And I was screwing the one in, and I, like, half sneezed, and just like a cartoon, I go, and I dropped the ball bearing down the sink. So aww. I'm going to shopping later. But, yeah, don't ever change a piece of jewelry over an open drain.
Okay. Nice. That's a very good lesson.
There you go.
Kathleen, what about you? What did you learn this week?
I learned that willpower is something that doesn't come naturally to me, but I think I can build upon it.
Explain yourself.
Case in point, an intern today brought in cookies, and I have a serious sugar addiction. And at first I was like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to have one of those cookies. And then I was like, no. You know what? You're going to be so mad at yourself later. And for like the first second that I was like, no, I'm sorry, I can't have one of your cookies, there was like burning pain inside of me. Like I'm Bella in Twilight and I've just been turned into a vampire and it's through my veins and my body's like sugar, sugar, sugar. And then like a minute later, I was like, all right, you know what? I'm okay. I'm going to eat this apple.
Wow.
So that's what I learned. I'm learning to develop a little bit of willpower.
You know what, though? That's actually a thing. We had Dr. Oz on the show at once, and he said willpower is a muscle, and it's also it's a finite resource.
Yeah.
So you can use up all your willpower for one day. And so if you like are doing something like it's the holidays and you're around cookies all day, and that's maybe your vice, at the end of the day, you're going to be like eating the hell out of them because you used up all your willpower.
Yeah.
So I'm loving that.
Yeah. So it's a muscle. I'm very impressed with you.
Yeah. I'm glad you learned that because I got two extra cookies today. And I guess those are the ones you're supposed to have. So thank you.
That's very good. I love it.
Thank you. How about you?
Okay. So I learned this week that there is a limit to how involved I can get in a technical project. Mm-hmm. And the reason comes because I got this amazing gift of a home security system. It was incredible. It was really incredible. It was, you know, this hub with all of these cameras and like internal cameras, external cameras, like door monitors, I can monitor it from my phone. And it was so good. And I really, really, I wanted something like that. But I unpacked the boxes and it was like 25 different pieces that all needed to go to each other. And I read it and I'm like, you know what, Bethany, you're a smart girl. You went to college. You read a lot. You know, you stay up on current events. You are an independent woman, but this is just not going to happen. I made the active choice that this was like not the best way to use my mental resources. Yeah. I could do it if I wanted to, but I just didn't want to. And I learned that that is sometimes an okay choice to make.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Because sort of, I know you. You do everything in your apartment.
Dude, I'm currently renovating an 1800 settee, but like I don't want to set up a home security system. It's like when I worked at Express Women's Clothing for 2 days. I just was like, you know what?
Screw it.
Not a thing I'm going to do with my time.
I really hope you set it up, though, because I am convinced your cat does things way beyond our comprehension when no one is looking. So I'm really excited to see this footage of Oliver, like, you know, making a bisque or something.
He's having a cup of tea right now at home.
Like smoking a pipe. No, he is like an old British gentleman, my cat Oliver.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. So it was a good mental moment yesterday.
Good thing
so I
to
think
learn.
I think I had a cocktail. I mean, it's not like I used the moment for anything better with my time, but I was just like, no more.
Cocktails are better than technical problem solving.
It felt good to me.
Combine them.
So thus ends episode one of An Acquired Taste, the podcast with Sam, Kathleen, and Bethany. We hope you enjoyed it. And again, please tweet us. We will post up the different songs that we like as intro songs. Let us know what you think. If you have other suggestions for songs, let us know. Our Twitter is @AcquiredPodcast, and thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.